Part 3. How to tap into the motherlode. Meditation has a ton of benefits. It brings us into the present moment, raises our frequency, opens us up to receive unlimited information and ideas, relaxes us, relieves stress, strengthens our intuition and ability to focus, allows us to hear our inner voice more clearly, fills us with light and love, puts us in a good mood, and helps us love ourselves. The best way to meditate is to sit in a comfortable position, close your eyes, and focus on your breathing. Notice it moving in and out of your body. As thoughts arise, gently release them and refocus on your breathing. Start small, with 5 or 10 minutes, and slowly work your way up to longer periods. Set a timer so you're not distracted. Try and do it first thing in the morning. Use a guided meditation to help you. Our thoughts are the most powerful tools we have. The moment you have the audacity to start believing in the not yet seen, your reality will begin to shift. You have to change your thinking first, and then the evidence will appear. Here are some ways to do that. Keep your thoughts directed at your goal and be on the lookout for the opportunities. Ask for what you want and begin the manifestation process. Fake it until you make it. Upgrade your environment. Make a vision board. Surround yourself with people who think the way you want to think. Love yourself. Connect with your inner child to keep your dreams alive. Take on the attitude of, I just want to see what I can get away with. First, figure out the things that make you lose track of time and do more of them. Second, keep being a beginner. Giving is one of our greatest joys. If you want to attract good things and feelings into your life, send awesomeness out to everyone around you. Being in a state of gratitude is about having an awareness of, and a deep appreciation for, the many miracles in life. If you have a grateful expectation that miracles will walk into your life, they will. Emotional pain is inevitable in life, but the moment you decide to forgive and let your negative feelings melt away, you are on the road to freedom. Here are some ways to do that. 1. Find compassion for yourself and for others. 2. Erase the other person from the equation so you can have a more productive and pleasant reaction. 3. Decide you'd rather be happy than right. 4. Look at it from all angles. Sometimes you need to get it out of your system before you can let it go. Remember that you won't even remember this in 3 years. Love yourself. Part 4. How to get over your BS already. What you choose to focus on becomes your reality. Our entire experience on this planet is determined by how we choose to perceive our reality. Become aware of what your stories are. Become aware of what you're gaining from your stories. If you're perpetuating something dismal in your life because of some story, there's definitely something about it that you're getting. Journal about the false rewards you get from them. Replace each reward with a new powerful story. Most of the time, it's not lack of experience that's holding us back, but rather the lack of determination to do what we need to do to be successful. We all know way more than we give ourselves credit for. Just start. Now. Do whatever it takes. Procrastination is one of the most popular forms of self-sabotage because it's really easy. If you're serious about changing your life, you'll find a way. If you're not, you'll find an excuse. Remember that done is better than perfect. Notice where you stall and push through. Find someone to hold you accountable. Figure how much time you truly need to get the job done, and do something else until the clock starts ticking. The majority of the pain and suffering in our lives is caused by the unnecessary drama that we create. You can create anything you desire, but you have to truly want it. If you feel overwhelmed, break your task into bite-sized bits. If you're feeling totally confused and disorganized, get some outside perspective. Hire a coach or ask a successful friend. Make a to-do list. And delegate. You don't have to do every single thing by yourself. Fear lives in the future. The feeling of being afraid is real, but the fear itself is all made up because it hasn't happened yet. On the other side of your fear is your freedom. To navigate your way through fear, look back on something that you did that was scary. It doesn't scare you now, does it? Most of your fears are all in your mind, and once you recognize that, they will lose their power over you. When you find yourself letting fear push you around, look at it from a different perspective. Try to break it down to find out what you're really afraid of and flip it. Stay in the moment, don't think about anything stressful in bed at night, and love yourself. The people you surround yourself with are excellent mirrors for who you are and how much or how little you love yourself. Never apologize for who you are. Here are some things that may help. Notice the things that bother you in other people and use it to learn about your own unwanted qualities. And remember, sometimes, no matter how much work you do on yourself, there will still be toxic people. Avoid them. Part 5. How to kick some ass. When you make a decision, you need to keep moving toward your goal regardless of what is flung in your path. Nobody gets to the top of the mountain without falling on his face over and over again. The only failure is quitting. Everything else is just gathering information. Deciding is freedom. Indecision is torture. Commit to something and then follow through. Decisions are not up for negotiation. Be willing to fall down, get up, cry, laugh, make a mess, clean it up and not stop until you get there. No matter what, dream big. When you level up your idea of what's possible and decide to really go for it, you open yourself up to the means to accomplish it as well. Ridding yourself of your fear of money, be it conscious or subconscious, is essential if you want to make any. Your beliefs hold the key to your financial success, so come from a place from abundance, not scarcity. Write down how you feel about money and rewrite the negative stories you believe. One of the best things you can do to improve the world is to improve yourself. So if you need money to improve your life, go get some. Successful people keep moving through each new challenge instead of stagnating and settling. Keep moving, keep growing, keep pushing through obstacles. You have to keep faith always. Kick your bad habits. Keep breathing. Hang out with people who are kicking ass. Set honest goals. Write and read your manifesto. Get some coaching or mentoring. Love yourself. You are a badass.
Accounts receivable or sales. You might want to consider asking for the accounts receivable or sales department. They may be more willing to share a direct line or correct email address than the main operator or gatekeeper. C-suite appointment setting. Many high-level managers and directors will absolutely refuse to open any communication from outside the company with an attachment. Appointment setting at the C-suite also has its own set of rules. By definition, they are busy. So asking for a minute or two of his or her time, or conversely, trying to ask for a one-hour appointment, are both not going to work very well. Ask to block 15 minutes, and if you get that appointment, it will probably turn into 30 minutes anyway. Also, in recognition of the fact that most C-level people are involved in meetings often during the day, a call at 58 minutes after the hour or 2 minutes into the next hour might work, as those are usually the only times between meetings. Of course, referrals at the C-level are often the best way to get introduced. We've reduced expenses by 13% at ABC Company, and Joe Smith suggested I give you a call. In summary, if you can put just a few new ideas from this summary of Mark Hunter's thoughts on high-profit prospecting, it will be worth the effort. Don't forget that a change in your attitude about prospecting will pay great dividends in your sales career. View it as a privilege to share your product's proven benefits to other customers. We wish you good prospecting.